But what I'm going to do now is welcome Claire. Welcome to Radio Verulam, Claire.
Thank you very much, Ian. It's good to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to see you. And now, tell me a little bit about yourself. Let's just move your microphone in a little bit. Oops, there we go.
Well, I'm a solicitor at Debenhams Otway in town. I deal with what's loosely called private client matters, which is wills, estates, probate, that sort of thing,
right.
Trust work.
Are you kept very busy?
Very busy, yes. Oh. Very happy to say. But yes, we are busy. We're
That's
very grateful
good.
For that.
Okay. Right. So what you've given me a very broad topic there. How are you going to home in then on something in particular?
Just today, I'm going to talk about inheritance tax.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it won't be too boring.
Ah.
But particularly that topic today, because there are lots of changes coming.
It's a topic that frightens me, I have to say.
Yeah.
I've avoided it so far, but I know I'm going to have to think about it at some time. You know, a couple of daughters and a big pot under the bed that
yes,
I have to do something with.
It starts to become an issue, and the changes are coming, and so it's important that listeners understand what those changes are.
How are you going to open them?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is to run through what the current rules are, because you need to put the new rules into context. So I'll run you through what we currently have, and then we'll go on to talk about what the changes are and what they might mean for people.
Okay. All yours. The microphone
Thank
is yours.
You. So I know you had Susan here earlier
yes.
in the year.
Yes, quite a long time ago now.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So Susan talked about inheritance tax, and it's really a tax on the passing on of wealth to the next generation, usually. Normally on death, not always, but today we'll be concentrating largely with tax payable on death. You'll remember that there's a threshold below which you don't pay inheritance tax. So you've got this magical...
It's not that high, effectively.
It's not that high, £325,000.
And if you have a decent house in St Albans...
Then you're easily going to be above that. So it sounds like a lot of money, but in this area, unfortunately, it's not a huge amount. And over that £325,000 limit, you will pay tax at 40%. In terms of how it's calculated... We call everything that you own your estate, so that's broadly the term we use, and that includes all your assets, so your house, your bank accounts, stocks and shares, premium bonds if you've got them, and even your personal belongings such as your jewellery and cars and that sort of thing. Everything is valued, and that's called your estate. And if it's below 325, you won't pay any tax. But it's above 325, then, as I say, it'll be taxed at 40%.
One quick question, if I may. How long are you given to pay this?
You have 6 months after the date of a person's death, or six months after the end of the month of death.
Yes.
There's a few little extra factors in there, but broadly, you have 6 months to do that.
Okay.
And it's also worth mentioning that jointly held property is included in the valuation of your estate. So if you have something like your property held with another, then your share of that property will be included.
The share, but not the whole.
Not the whole, but your share of it.
Okay.
So just to give you a very basic example, if you died and your estate was worth £500,000, the first 325 will be tax-free, the next 175 will be taxed at 40%.
Right.
So in a £500,000 estate, you're going to pay tax of £70,000. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot.
It is a lot of money.
When you have to find it within 6 months,
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
The other thing that is worth mentioning is spouse exemption. So if you're leaving your estate to your husband, wife or registered civil partner, then it's completely exempt. So it doesn't matter whether the estate is £10 or £10 million. There will be no tax to pay on that first death.
That last item, registered civil partner, what does that mean?
Yeah, so that's for same-sex couples. So where a couple enter into a registered civil partnership, they will also qualify for the same spouse exemption. So the point about that is on the first death of spouses or partners, there won't be any tax to pay. But on the second death, obviously the whole estate is added together in the second spouse's estate, and when they die, that's when the tax hits.
Okay.
It's also worth mentioning that there's no such thing as a common law husband and wife. So if you're living together with your partner, that doesn't get spouse exemption.
We learned that 2 weeks ago. One of your colleagues made that very clear.
It's often a common mistake that people make.
Yes.
So that's where we are at the moment. The other thing worth mentioning is that charity gifts also attract relief. So if you leave anything to a charity, that won't attract any tax.
Okay.
So people often like to do that, particularly with local charities that they like to support. So.
Okay. Excellent. Is that a good time to take a little break?
It is a good time, and then I'll talk about the changes that are coming next.
Lovely. We'll move on. And we're back. As I said earlier, I've got Claire Sharp from Debenhams Otterway with me. And, well, we've already opened, I won't say a can of worms, but it could be if you don't get professional help on this subject. So, Claire, welcome back. And you're now going to develop the subject a little more, where we hear about what changes, I understand.
Yes. So we've talked about how the rules are now for inheritance tax, but there are changes afoot.
Mm-hmm.
And people may have heard announced in this year's budget that a big headline, £1 million nil rate ban. So nonsense to this 325 that I've been talking about.
Yes.
We're now going to have £1 million. How fantastic.
Oh, my God. Is this true?
Not quite.
Oh.
This is the problem with all these things, isn't it? They sound great in the headlines,
yes,
but
yes.
The nitty-gritty of the detail is not quite so straightforward. And it's also important for people to understand that the rules are not in place yet. It hasn't happened.
Is there a date involved then, or what?
Yes, that's right. So at the moment, the legislation is going through Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the House of Lords at the minute, and we're expecting it to become law in the next few months. So what we have now, what we expect to happen, may not be completely an accurate representation, but it will be fairly close.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to be happening is over the next 5 or so years, there's going to be introduced new provisions starting in 2017. So we've still got a bit of time.
Certainly, plenty of time.
2017 is the earliest that the changes are going to start to take effect.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is the government is introducing what's called a main residence nil rate band.
Right.
So I've talked about the nil rate band of 325,000. That's what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, they're going to allow an additional sum for your main residence, your home. Okay.
Right.
So it's only specifically for your home, and it's limited to that, and there are a few catches to that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to introduce it gradually. So in 2017, there's going to be an additional £100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going up 2018, it'll be an additional £25,000. So it'll go up to £125.
Right.
The year after that, £150.
That's a bit of a slow climb by the sound of it.
All the way up to 2021, when it'll be £175,000 additional, and that is the limit.
My goodness, but no. I mean, house prices by that time, they could have exceeded it by far, but that's not your problem.
You make a very good point. But the overall thing is that you can see that it's not an automatic £1 million mill rate band. You'll have your £325,000, that's not going to change as far as we know,
mm-hmm.
for the next few years. And then in 2021, you'll have possibly an additional £175,000.
Right.
So that will take your individual nil rate band up to a maximum of £500,000. Between spouses, if you've got that each, that's where the magic £1 million comes
from. I see,
from.
Okay, yes.
So that's where they get the headline from.
Well, yes, I can understand the headline writers, but for us mere mortals, it's...
Yes.
Now, I remember when we talked long ago, I think it was with Susan came in, we talked about tax evasion, not tax avoidance.
That's right,
so
yes.
So I can come and see you, and we can have a professional service called tax...
That's right. And the thing about these new provisions is that they are, they're not about tax avoidance, they're not about tax evasion, which obviously we certainly wouldn't advocate, but they are something that we are being given.
Right.
And although there are a few catches, and I'll go into a couple of those in a moment, but there are a couple of catches, on the whole, they're broadly welcome,
mm-hmm.
particularly in an area like this where property prices are expensive.
Of course,
just to go back on the point I make about the catches, because it's again there are
there
are catches.
Yes.
It is only your home, your main residence.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a property that you rent out, for example, that wouldn't attract the relief. And it's only if your property is passing to your direct descendants. So if you're leaving your home to your children,
mm-hmm.
your grandchildren, then that's fine. The relief will apply.
Right.
But if you're leaving your house, perhaps you haven't got children.
To a sister, a niece, or a nephew,
you won't get it.
Oh,
it doesn't apply.
Yes.
So it is a bit restricted in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Stepchildren, foster children, adopted children, they are all included.
Right, okay.
But not other relatives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's worth pointing out.
Very much so, yes.
And the other thing is that if your estate exceeds £2 million, No, that's a lot of money, but there are some around here of that sort of size. Yeah. But once you hit the magic 2 million,
yes,
then relief is withdrawn. And it's withdrawn by a pound for every £2 that you go over the 2 million.
Oh, my goodness.
So they claw it back in again.
Yeah, you
point.
Need a good calculator then.
Yeah,
well, you need
absolutely.
Professional advice, obviously. Yes,
you
yes.
do, to see how it will yes. apply to yes. you. So it's not as straightforward as it first seems.
Mm-hmm.
On the plus side, we are expecting provisions to be introduced to help people that have to sell their house, perhaps to go into nursing care.
Right,
because
yes.
obviously that wouldn't be fair. If somebody had to sell their home to pay for their care and then lost the relief,
exactly,
you can
yes,
see
yes.
that would be very unfair.
Yes,
so
indeed,
we're expecting
yes.
those provisions to come in. Again, we haven't seen the detail of them. But that will be for sales of property after the 8th of July this year when these provisions were announced.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
okay.
not backdated, but it will help yeah. some people.
So presumably the government must have advisers. You know, they're not, David Cameron's not smart enough just to sit and say, well, I'll do this.
No, that's right. Of course he does.
What is there, sort of like a panel that sits there?
Oh, and HM Revenue and Customs will have a big
say okay.
in all of
right.
this
yes.
In setting the rules.
Yeah. And what about from the legal profession? Do they,
that's right.
they're able to comment on this?
That's
they,
right. There's a body called the Law Commission that looks at changes to the law generally.
I see.
And they will be involved, as will many other bodies, such as our own body, which is the Law Society.
Right, okay.
So all these professional bodies will be involved in the decision making and will be involved okay. in the consultation process.
Wow.
Doesn't mean we like it necessarily,
okay.
but everybody's views get put in the mix okay. and the government makes its decision.
Okay, that's a lot of information there. Can you quickly summarise a
I'll
couple
try.
Of points?
Yes,
I know
I'll try.
It's a lot to summarise, but the main thrust
so I think
of
the
what you're saying.
The main things to point out are that at the moment nothing's changed. You've still got your magical £325,000
right.
tax-free. Your new provisions don't start to come in till 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point they go up until 2021. You'll get additional nil rate band available to you if you're passing your main residence on to your descendants,
okay.
children, grandchildren.
Excellent. Okay.
Broadly welcome.
Excellent. Oh, well, yes, anything is anything that raises and lessens the burden on us, but I still think you need professional advice at the time.
You do, and if anyone would like to know a little bit more about how these provisions are going to affect them, please come and talk to us.
Call you Debenhams Ottaway.
It'd be great to hear from them.
Yes, okay. And I think a quick telephone number?
01727 837 161.
837 161. Okay. Bear that in mind, everyone.
Thanks very
If you
much,
missed
yeah.
anything, go back on Listen Again, and you'll hear Claire talking about, giving good advice on the subject. Thank you very much for coming in, Claire. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Excellent. And I think you probably deserve what Caro Emerald is having, and that's a liquid lunch.